Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today we're speaking with Francesca Rigamonti. She is the marketing director with Suma Networks. How are you doing today, Francesca?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Don, for hosting me.
So before we get started, I know Suma has been around for quite a while, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about the company and what it's doing right now before we get into anything else.
Yeah, with pleasure. So Suma Networks is the market specialist in subscribers, policy, and identity management. And what it really means is that we develop software for the core mobile network to enable mobile communications on 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, and beyond, Vault over Wi-Fi, both for voice and IoT. We were born indeed in 2015 in Spain, and we are a joint venture with the company that developed this software and Enreach, which is a UCaaS provider in Europe, and also MVNOs in six European countries. The reason why I mention is I think is relevant for the development of our product itself. The idea of creating this startup of this, joint venture came actually from Enreach itself, because they needed back then to retire their HRR, and they couldn't find suitable alternatives in the market, because the market was and is dominated by vendors who focus on tier one operators, maybe working on a legacy architecture, maybe less flexible to evolve as the network evolves. And so they commissioned the development of an HSS HLR solution. Now we are here 7 years ahead. Suma Networks has become a company with a product, so we productized the software that developed for our own mobile business, mobile communications for other carriers. So it's developed by a carrier for other carriers. We are the customers ourselves of our product first, and the solution has evolved in a total SDM solution. So including indeed also 5G NSA, 5G Vault, EVO, Wi-Fi, and also expanding our offer into also policy and identity management with AAA, PCRF, and PCF. 7 years down the line, we have over 30 carriers worldwide, with a strong presence as well here in the States. We work both directly and through system integrators. And our software is perfectly suitable for from tier one to tier three operator, with a sweet spot, of course, in the tier two, tier three MVNOs, because that's where our needs came from 7 years ago. Our mission is really to guide carriers in their transition to 5G at their own pace with a controlled TCO, with a cost-effective and future-proof solution.
Okay, so with all of that, you've touched on a few things that are I want to focus on a little bit. One of them is 5G is coming out, and it's out and making a lot of noise. And that makes a problem for 3G and 2G. You know, what impact is it going to have on those? And maybe you can explain that a little bit for us.
Yeah, to me, I think, like you mentioned it right, 5G is still a buzzword. I mean, it's becoming a reality, but I think it will take much time before it becomes a mainstream network. Right now we see, well, it varies of course from country to country, but we see still many countries worldwide, and also here in the States, many operators are recovering still from the investments to upgrade from 2G to 3G to 4G networks. And introducing a network like 5G not only brings in new complexities and costs, because you have to replace all the infrastructures, the antenna and so on, but also brings in new technical skills on the operator side that may not be available, because it's built with a different technology stack, deployed in a cloud-native environment. So it will take time before operators can and are willing to upgrade their networks to 5G. What we see now is that many operators are kind of helping the transition with 5G NSA, which is offers some benefits of 5G communications, but still on relatively legacy networks, 4G networks, and also trying to bridge the gap, especially with the 3G shutdown through VoLTE and Wi-Fi. But I think really will take time before it will be upgraded to 5G. So rather than seeing legacy networks competing against 5G networks, I think we should look into ways on how to architecture the subscriber data management in a way that all these networks can coexist in one technology stack to offer the better user experience. And that's what Suma Networks is doing. We created our solution in one single software suite that enables the communication on all Gs and VoLTE and Wi-Fi from one single point of technology.
it all really goes back to the experience on
yes.
anything, especially in communications. If you don't treat the end user properly and, you know, and take good care of them. So you're on the right track there, but you've got all of the investments in 2G, 3G. Are there any legacy networks that can be optimized or any components that with 5G as it's moving forward?
Yeah, like I said, I think VoLTE and Wi-Fi are a great example. You know, before it used to be a nice to have with an unclear ROI, but now it's becoming a reality. Operators need to enable VoLTE and Wi-Fi communication to continue to guarantee service continuity, especially here in the States where some operators are decommissioning 3G networks. Let's say unilaterally, mm-hmm. because other countries are still not doing it. We see that foreigners, when we come here, we cannot roam or have voice calls if we don't have VoLTE, and especially VoLTE roaming enabled. So that's why I think that the convergence of our technologies to enable all sorts of communications into one single database is essential to improve user experience.
So Suma works with partners throughout the US and Canada. Can you describe your business model and how the resellers work with you? I mean, that's what we do here. We're the Channel Daily News.
Yeah.
You want to find out.
Yeah, sure. So Suma has still a hybrid model because we sell our software directly to MNOs and MVNOs for both voice and IoT according to the needs of the MVNOs or MNOs, because they may need just the HSS and HLR. But in most of the cases, we rely on a network of resellers and system integrators, especially where the end customers, the mobile operator, needs other components around the subscriber data management. We have several customers in the States. We have, for example, DCC is one of our customers, which then became also our reseller because they liked our product. We have Mobilium, Isai, Oxio, WorldSec Technologies. I hope I'm not forgetting many of our customers here. And as resellers and integrator partners, we have companies like Casa System, DCC, as I said, and Cirrus Core Networks. The only difference is that when it's the reseller or the integrator taking over our software and selling it, they are the first point of contact in case of support and upgrades. But we're always there to support our partners, and that's how we operate as well. Our software is also white label, so yeah, our resellers and integrators can also brand the interface if they prefer.
One of the most important things about the channel is, and it sounds like you're doing a really good job, it's supporting the channel, and that goes into the training as well. What kind of training, or is there a lot of training required for your solutions?
It is a complex product, so yes, definitely we onboard our resellers with a technical training, operation training, and also troubleshooting. But the way we support them depends more on their technical skills and knowledge in-house. So in some cases, we even suggest they adopt maybe a managed service approach, which we can also do if they don't have much technical expertise in-house. But otherwise, we train them and they are relatively independent. However, we're always there to support them. Like DCC once said, we came for the product and we stayed for the support.
Yes, that's a nice phrase. So with everything else that's going on in the world, I mean, I know that Suma Networks has got to have something in their back pocket. What do you have that you're working on that you might be introducing?
Yes, I mean, we developed our product in the past 7 years, both in the depth and in the width of the telecom network. So we evolved from a simple HSS HLR in one single software suite into a full SDN, also to provide communication on 5G and 5G NSA, and also VoLTE and Wi-Fi, like I said before. And we also expanded our software suite with products like AAA, PCRF, and PCF, starting with the light PCRF for VoLTE communication. Yeah, and then in interesting product that we launched recently at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona is called VoLTE in a Box, which enables VoLTE and Wi-Fi as a simple plug-and-play solution onto any existing networks. So what we saw with the 3G shutdown is that many operators have to upgrade their networks to enable this type of communication, but outsourcing and engineering and integrating all the components that are needed often from multi-vendor to come to this solution is kind of expensive, both in terms of costs and time, and not all operators, especially here in the US with all smaller rural carriers, they may not just have the resources to do that. So we did it for them. We sourced all the network components and pre-engineered them, and we went to the market with this simple plug-and-play solution that can be added onto any existing network for carriers of all size. So this has been quite a success, and it's been confirmed also here at the Mobile World Congress in Las Vegas. We had a lot of interest from local carriers, but also potential resellers and integrators for it. Mm-hmm. Talking about 5G, going back to what I was saying before, we launched also the first 5G network in Malaysia through our partner Casa System for YTL communications. Yeah, it's one of our first partners here in the US already for a few years, and we had some interesting projects with them, among which the launch of the first 5G network for Malaysia. Then we are also working to add radio capabilities to our networks. We are release 17 ready or yet already, and expanding, let's say, the network functions required by the release 17, also on radio, like I said. We're also working on adding machine learning capabilities to add predictability to network functions. So also with in mind the evolution into 6G, although it's going to be many, many years ahead before we can even consider getting there, not just us as a company, but as an industry.
You have to wait for them to make the standard first.
Exactly, exactly. But about the standards is a good point. Because we had the luxury of having to develop the software from scratch, we really engineered it with the, let's say, network of the future in mind. So we've always been ahead with the compliance with 3GPP releases, so we were one of the first ones to be compliance for IoT releases and the 5G NSA, and now also 5G.
Now, with your technology, the carriers delivering it to their customers, who is more suited for your products? Is it the enterprise or small, medium, business?
I would say both. Oh. I mean, it very much depends on, our end customers are carriers of our sizes, so it very much depends on what they do with their communications, whether or not they sell to small or bigger companies. So yeah, our sweet spot is to really enable them to just provide voice and IoT, which is, in the case of the SDM, a mandatory piece of software for all carriers, so they will all need it. But what we see recently is also an evolution of or growth of telco for non-telco. So many industrial companies needing communications without a carrier. Yeah, that's also an area that we are exploring with our database.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more?
Well, you can follow us on our LinkedIn page, Suma Networks. We post a lot of our news and also, of course, on our website, sumanetworks.com.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Francesca Rigamonti. She is the marketing director at Suma Networks, and they're keeping you busy.
Yes,
with all
definitely.
Of the products coming out and all of these shows. So congratulations on what seems to be, you've been making a lot of headway and some success. So congratulations.
Thank you, Don. Yeah. Thank you for hosting us. It's been a pleasure talking to you.